From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. When you load the new CD from musician Chuck Prophet into your player, the first thing you may think is, this guy sounds familiar.
Sweet butter, sour mash.
What you may recognize in Chuck Prophet's songs are some hints of Lou Reed and Alex Chilton, among others. What you may not have heard before is Chuck Prophet himself. Although he released a steady stream of critically successful work in the last 17 years, notably with the band Green on Red in the late 80s, this year he produced country singer Kelly Willis's new disc. Chuck Prophet's new CD, called Soap and Water, was recently released on the Yep Rock music label, and he and his band are in Studio 4A. Welcome to everybody.
Thank you. Great to be here, Leanne.
Chuck, each one of the songs on Soap and Water has a very distinct style. When I listen to it in my car, I've pushed the random button and let everything come up. Is this a random collection of songs chosen to stand apart, or were these songs chosen to form a kind of concept?
Well, records are stubborn beasts to wrestle the ground, and they're not always just the best songs that you have laying around. But some songs assert themselves more than others. They just fight to be heard.
Yeah. The one you're going to play for us first is called A Woman's Voice, which is a great song. And it's a little bit like Alex Chilton. I mentioned him as a favorite of yours, particularly in the way that it's kind of sometimes the Rex Harrison school of singing. You're talking and singing at the same time.
Well, for me, it sounds perfectly normal. I have to tell you that when we overdubbed the 27-piece Methodist Children's Choir, Miss Andra was the conductor, and one of the children, after hearing me sing for a few bars, turned to her with this concerned look, and she said, "Miss Andra, when's he going to start singing? He's just talking." And I was in the control room. I was tempted to say, "You tell that kid that's it. That's the singingest this is going to be."
Tell us a little bit about A Woman's Voice before you play it. Is there anything you want to say about it?
Well, really, it was just a collection of blues couplets. And I don't know where I borrowed this lick, which is like, you know, which is I don't know who wrote that. Probably somebody beating out a fence with a stick.
Let's hear a little bit of A Woman's Voice. Chuck Prophet and his band in Studio 4A.
All right. 3, 4. Can drug you. It happens all the time. You start out down the middle, end up potted on the side. Yes, a woman's voice can drug you. Should be hanging around. Oh, sweet baby,
drug you, yeah. So get it while you can. Now, fellas, now you may not believe me, but she used to call me Senator. And just like Joan Crawford, she let me know who was the man. Woman's voice can drug you right up off your feet. Woo! Woo! It's glorious. All right, son, you go ahead and grab a seat. The waitress will get. Oh yeah. A woman's voice will drug you. Woo!
A Woman's Voice, written by Chuck Prophet and performed here in Studio 4A by Chuck Prophet and his band. These great lyrics, I mean, you know, the effect of a woman's voice. I mean, I'm very aware of that, I guess, having working in radio.
I'm feeling it right now. I'm tongue-tied.
Woman's voice on a Sunday morning. The guitar that you're playing, it looks old.
Yeah, I get that a lot, but it's actually a 1984 Fender Squire Telecaster.
Really? It looks much older than that because it has that kind of kitchen yellow finish on it.
It's got some miles on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You grew up in Orange County, of course, is where they make Fender guitars. And I think you're quoted as saying that you couldn't, if you shook a tree, five guitar players would fall out.
I mean, yeah, people often ask me when I started playing guitar, why, where, you know. I didn't really have I came from a pretty non-musical family. In fact, I begged for guitar lessons, and I ended up getting golf lessons instead. But
do you ever stand in front of the mirror with a golf club pretending it was a guitar?
I would admit to it if I did. But, I did live in the kind of place where if you shook a tree, five guitar players would fall out, and yeah. I think there was music in the air.
The song you're going to do for us next is called Would You Love Me? Before you play it, what would you like to say about it?
Well, it's actually a composite of a lot of things. I know Anna Nicole Smith snuck her way in there, but what really got this song off the ground was reading about Elvis and Peter Guralnick's excellent books on Elvis, and he said that Elvis had a reoccurring nightmare, and that was that he would come out on stage and the crowd would be gone. And I got to thinking about that, and I also saw Sonny West, who was Elvis Presley's, his concierge sidekick, on a talk show only a few years ago where he claimed that it was the last tour that really killed Elvis and that he had begged him to cancel the tour and said, come on, Elvis, why don't we just go to Hawaii and we can pick some coconuts. And he described it. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the film clips where Elvis is actually reading the lyrics, and I think that's a profoundly sad moment because Elvis had such a sharp mind and he knew so many songs. And Sonny West described that last tour. He said, well, you know, the women still threw their underwear and everything, but something about it just wasn't right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the song Would You Love Me? Chuck Prophet and his band are here in Studio 4A, and this song can be found on his new CD called Soap and Water.
Sitting in a movie, and I'm staring. they're dragging Jesus through the town. It don't look good to me. Well, if I had a bucket, or better yet, a spoon, I'd go down to that river, baby, bring that river home to you. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Would you love me? Gravy train, they could have shut that mother down, but they didn't just the same. Oh, and the women threw their panties, and the women threw their bras. Elvis hung his head and said, they'll forget me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Would you love me?
Would You Love Me, performed in Studio 4A. That's Chuck Prophet and his band, and Would You Love Me can be found on his new CD, Soap and Water, on Yep Rock Records. When you're working on a song, how much do you try it out on the road before you take it into a studio and commit to it?
Never. I get a little superstitious about locking down an arrangement, because it really only takes one element to be stubborn, and it all gets dragged towards that, you know, and songs are living and breathing until you really make the record, and that becomes, to a lot of people, that becomes the definitive version. I mean, I don't really think there is a definitive version of a song. It might happen in the studio if you're lucky. Probably happened for the Beatles a lot, I think. But for me, it might happen in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in front of three people. So.
Right. You're going to leave us with a song called The Freckle Song, and you're going to play us out to end the segment. I'll tell people again, it can be found on Chuck Prophet's new CD, Yep Rock Records. It's called Soap and Water. And before you play us out, I'd like to thank the band, Stephanie Finch, Todd Roper, Kevin White, and James DePrato. Our producer is Christine Arrowsmith. Our engineer is Rob Byers, and he had help from Burke Hun. And Chuck Prophet, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's been a blast. One, two, three, four.
I like the way you peel. I love to see your hair in a mess. September, gonna be along the winter. Let me help you out of that dress before you catch a cold. We're rising and we're falling, falling and we're rising, lost on the invisible sea. A thousand stolen kisses, a crime without a witness. Throw me overboard, Captain, would you please? I just can't stand myself. Uh-oh. I never liked your brother, couldn't stand that little bugger. I had to see him every day. Your father at the factory always had it in for me. Ain't going back there, no how, no way, never again. Out of that dress, to feel your skin upon my skin. Skin upon, skin upon. Skin upon, skin upon, skin. Skin upon, skin upon, skin.
There's more music from Chuck Prophet at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.